From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The latest sign of gradual improvement in the job market comes from the Labor Department, which says new claims for unemployment benefits declined more than expected last week, down about 8.5%. David Weiss is chief economist with Standard & Poor's.
This is the lowest week we've seen for initial claims in almost 2.5 years. So this is a very strong number, and it's following a string of strong numbers. We've only had one bad week in the last 6 weeks.
But Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has said that it will probably take at least 4 years before the unemployment rate drops back to the 5-6% range from its current 9% level. The number of new foreclosure filings has edged up a bit in January, but foreclosure filings were down 17% when compared to the same month last year. But Rick Sharga with Realty Track, a foreclosure listing firm, says that decline does not signal any real improvement in the foreclosure picture, but rather a backlog of paperwork as banks and mortgage lenders have been checking the validity of documents. And Sharga says foreclosure activity is focused in certain areas of the country.
The numbers tend to be in the states with the highest numbers of real estate transactions. But the problem has spread out beyond those states to include some other areas as well.
Sharga says more than half of all new foreclosure filings last month were concentrated in 5 states, California, Florida, Michigan, Arizona, and Texas. Egypt's government is refusing to bow to pressure from pro-democracy protesters and the United States to take concrete immediate steps toward political reform. Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Rait is warning that immediate changes, such as the resignation of Egypt's president, as protesters are demanding, could be disastrous.
I hope that we are all rational enough to go on a gradual change. An abrupt, sudden change might entail very deep risks for Egypt. Chaos. Violence.
Abu Rait, interviewed on PBS, also suggested the military might have to impose martial law if the protests get out of hand. Pro-democracy demonstrators have gathered again in Cairo's Central Square today, and bus drivers and transport workers have joined a strike in support of the protesters. The director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, is on Capitol Hill today. He's expected to tell lawmakers that al-Qaeda and its offshoots remain major threats. But NPR's Giles Snyder reports Clapper's appearance comes amid criticism that the intelligence community missed signs of political unrest in Tunisia and Egypt.
Critics charge that the Obama administration was slow to get a handle on the upheaval, so Clapper will likely face tough questioning on that front when he appears before the House Intelligence Committee. That's also an opportunity for the new committee chairman, Republican Mike Rogers of Michigan, to promote his agenda, which is likely to mirror the GOP's focus on cutting spending. Giles Snyder, NPR News. Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. A teenage suicide bomber in Pakistan has detonated an explosion that has killed at least 31 Pakistani military personnel. The Pakistani Taliban are claiming responsibility for the attack. Conservative activists are gathering in the nation's capital for the start of the Conservative Political Action Conference today. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what's the theme as the conference begins?
The big one, Craig, building on Republican electoral successes of 2010. Tea Party favorite to Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is the keynote speaker this morning. She's congratulating conservatives on helping to flip the House of Representatives from Democratic to Republican control. But she says now she's even more excited about prospects for the Senate.
We need 4 more senators, and we win the United States Senate.
And she's urging conservatives to keep working at the state legislative levels, Craig. It's in the states where redistricting for congressional seats occurs.
In our state House seats and our state Senate seats, because of all the work that you did, we flipped 680 seats in the state House and state Senates of this country.
So Bachmann is casting this conference as a move to really solidify the influence of conservative Republicans and unite them with Tea Party activists.
So, Paul, how much is this conference a forum for potential GOP presidential candidates?
Political analysts say more so than ever, Craig. No major Republican has yet announced, but quite a few big names are at the conference, including Bachmann herself, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. And both Romney and Gingrich will be speaking.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.